a question.
Yes.
About, is there a difference to how effective it is to use a memory from like the last 24 hours or from the past or last week or?
Well, it's, and it's Gisette, right?
Yes.
Your pretty name. if you're working, so things that are more current, whether they're physical or emotional, those clear quicker. So they found if they get a young soldier back from the war and they work with them immediately, they can pretty much clear all post-traumatic stress within a couple of days. But if you work with somebody from Vietnam, they've got post-traumatic stress and then every day of post-traumatic stress from the post-traumatic stress, and then so do their families. So that's a longer undoing. If you trip and sprain your ankle and it swells up, you can bring the swelling down in just, you know, 10 minutes of tapping. But if you have a chronic condition that you've had for decades, it's a longer undoing. Does that kind of answer your question? So if it's something, if it's a pattern you're working with, you know, usually we're about patterns. If it's an old pattern that you're playing over and over and over again, what you, the fastest way for results is go back to the earliest memories of the pattern. Okay, so if it was, if you have shame and you're working on shame, you want to go back to your earliest memory of when you felt shame. And so this question comes up, if you were very traumatized or abused as a child, do you have to go through every day of your childhood? No. But you do, they found if you hit about anywhere between 10 and 15 very specific memories. Now my style's kind of different, I don't do the specifics so well. As the more traditional EFT. If you do 10 to 12, 10 to 15, very, very specific memories from the past, usually it'll, the whole thing will collapse. So Gary Craig, the founder of EFT, describes it like a tabletop of shame, using that as an example, and if you take enough memories out, the whole thing will just collapse. Okay. So specific memories are a really powerful way to work, just my style's a little different.